The Medical Journal of Australia today published a new approach for treating chlamydia, the most common sexually transmitted disease in Australia. Under the new recommendation, individuals who are tested positive for chlamydia can also receive treatment for their partner. Darcy Atai took to the streets to find out what young people think of this new proposal.
Absolutely. If my boyfriend came home with a script saying, I have chlamydia, I would be freaking out and running to the doctor. I definitely think it would have a pass-on, flow-on effect. If one person's protected and they're passing on that protection to all their sexual partners, then it's going to help society at large.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. I think a lot of people in that situation would already, if your partner had chlamydia, you'd probably go and get yourself checked out. But anything to kind of reinforce that, I think is quite a good idea.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics reports that chlamydia is on the rise, with the number of reported infections increasing from 17,000 up to 80,000 within the last decade. If the new proposal is adopted, patient-delivered partner therapy can be made legal across the nation. This means that doctors can prescribe antibiotics to partners of those who have been tested positive to chlamydia in a bid to lower the rates of infection. Associate Professor Rhian Parker from the University of Canberra says that partner-delivered therapy has an ambiguous status in Australia, though it has been proved in various studies to be effective.
There's some anecdotal evidence that some doctors will do it, but legally it's not really allowed because the patient should come in to see the doctor.
Less people are using condoms, contributing to the spread of the infection, with 16 to 29-year-olds being affected the most. Within this group, men are disproportionately represented as they are less likely to get checked. Professor Parker says it's important to reach not only infected individuals, but also their partners, and in particular, men.
It's no point screening one person and treating them unless you can also reach the partner. Now, one of the problems is that we know that young men in particular very rarely go to the doctor. So it's not as if they go and are somewhere that they can be screened. There are other screening methods. So, for instance, there's some trials in football clubs and in other places. But to catch chlamydia, you need to be screened fairly regularly. And young men just don't seek out health service and therefore don't get screened.
She says women, on the other hand, are more likely to get tested.
So women will go for the pill or for a pap test or, you know, for other things that, you know, they may have a urinary tract infection. And those are opportunities then to ask, have you been screened for chlamydia? And if they say no, you can then screen.
With the patient-delivered partner therapy legal in most US states, experts say a similar move could also help lower infection rates within Australia, in addition to education and regular screening.
That was Darcy Atai ending that report.